Serena looked at the tumbled bedclothes, the flickering candles, as the hopeless truth made air suddenly hard to find. Her grip on the doorframe tightened as the world grew dizzy. Dwight eased off the bed.
Serena.
She blinked and he came into focus again. Dwight, I don't understand. He looked at her like a deflated puppy as Hope moved to stand beside him, flicking her dyed blonde hair over a scrawny shoulder. What did you think would happen, Serena? You spend your life fussing over others at the resort or at church, and you leave a good man like Dwight at loose ends. Of course he's going to find you boring and want a little excitement in his life. Hope's words stung like acid. Serena turned to Dwight, her eyes filling with tears. You think I'm boring? Dwight stood there.
Serena, I'm...
Rini, someone's got to tell you. Hope interrupted. Come on, it's time you faced it. You're fat, you're unfit, and you're never going to change. You've got no direction. Face it, you're boring. You've got nothing to offer anyone. Serena flinched, each word a slap. Fat? Boring? Nothing to offer anyone? Who was this woman masquerading as her friend? She dragged in a deep breath. How dare you? Hope's lips curled up. Easily. And she leaned over to give Dwight a big kiss on the lips. Serena's mouth sagged, her neck, her face suddenly impossibly hot as lightheadedness swept her again. This couldn't be happening. This had to be a bad dream. Hope turned back, her head leaning against Dwight's shoulder. Serena suddenly saw the likeness. The matching lean runner physiques, the matching veneers of friendship she'd believed to be true. She covered her mouth. How could she have been so gullible? How could they treat her like this? Was nice just another word for stupid? A million memories flashed, melding into heat that banded tight across her chest, igniting into a blazing anger that burned through the fog of confusion. Hope opened her mouth. Serena took a step forward, palm outstretched.
Shut up, Hope!
She turned to Dwight. I can't believe you did this! And you pretended to be a Christian, too! Emotion roared, leaking out her eyes, trickling down her cheeks, and she angrily swiped it away. You are such a... What could she say? If only she had a script.
Get out! Get out of my house and get out of my life. I'm sorry I wasted so many years on you.
Dwight inched toward her.
Serena, I'm pathetic. A fool, a user, a hypocrite.
The words were finally there.
Get out, Dwight. I don't ever want to see you again. And you.
Serena's eyes narrowed at Hope.
You've got 10 minutes to get your stuff and get out too.
Hope didn't look so cocky anymore.
But I said, shut up! Serena yelled. You're beyond belief! I take you in, you pretend to be my friend, you live in my house, and then you go steal my boyfriend?
Serena breathed to steady her voice from its high-pitched screech.
Get out! Get your things out of my house now! And don't you ever speak to me again!